like What's Ailing America, where our answer today is ignoring or forgiving the psychopaths destroying the world, which are wearing yarmulkes. I'm sorry, folks. That's the way it is. I strongly encourage you to listen to the shows of Deanna Spingola, also on RBN. Check out her archives, especially if you don't know about the Hollow Hoax and how this has actually caused us to be misled in regards to the poor Jews, who are behind the genocide and the destruction of our planet. Okay? And I also suggest you do a search and read about the Kol Nidre, which they say every Passover, where they take an oath not to keep any of their oaths. So no surprise that the people at the top levels in medicine, the judiciary, politics, and all the rest of it are traitors, are genocidal monsters, okay? And if there is a good Jew out there, please, good Jew, do something about the monsters in your midst, because if you do nothing, you are aiding and abetting. Okay, I wanted to bring up an article that was in my local Charlotte Observer, Friday, December 21st, 2012, on page 13A, when the healers become the targets. And this is in regards to, and it was written by a Jew national columnist, Michael Gerson, the murder of 8 polio vaccination workers during 48 hours in Pakistan has all the hallmarks of a Taliban operation. No. This has all the hallmarks of men with a backbone who stood up and said, we are not going to allow you to kill our children. Because, in fact, the oral polio vaccine causes polio. And you can check out an article on Mercola.com. Confirmed, India's polio eradication campaign in 2011 caused 47,500 cases of vaccine-induced polio paralysis. So they see those people in Pakistan, I don't know, maybe some of them have computers, maybe they've done some homework, but they realize that these quote-unquote healers are actually sellouts among their own people who are coming in with bioweapon vaccines to kill the Pakistanis. So kudos to you who stood up to protect your children. That's very obvious. Okay, we have Julian on the line from Canada. Are you there, Julian?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
Hello, hello. I like your show, lady. I got a question for you.
Yes.
How you killed the snake?
That's a very good question. I don't claim to have all the answers, but you don't certainly kill it by allowing it to say you're committing a hate crime if you call it a snake. That's the hard question, definitely. In my opinion, it has to be quarantined. I consider it a parasite. Like if you had a parasite in your GI tract, you know, there's a lot of people that say, oh, forgive it, love it, whatever. No. At the very least, it has to be quarantined. It has to be tried for crimes against humanity. Of course, who's going to do the trying? That's one of the problems. My dream is that the military will actually get a backbone, those who took an oath to protect us from terrorists within, because our entire government is occupied by these Zionist monsters. In fact, Joe Biden, you can go to cspan.org and hear him say on May 9th, 2009, that he is a Zionist. In a talk he gave before AIPAC. So basically, I don't have all the answers. What would you do if you had the opportunity? Or what would you suggest? Actually, hold on. Think about it. We're going to a break. I'd love to hear what you have to say. We'll be right back after these messages. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is ignoring or forgiving psychopaths destroying the world. And I just want to say, we have Julian on the line from Canada, and during the break I went to get my copy of Tidbits from the Talmud. Just put that into any search engine, you can check that out for yourself. And one of the things that the Talmud says, let's see, and this is very important. Let's see. Okay, Sanhedrin 55b, a Jew may marry a 3-year-old girl, specifically 3 years and a day old. Sanhedrin 54b, a Jew may have sex with a child as long as the child is less than 9 years old. Kethubath 11b, when a grown-up man has intercourse with a little girl, it is nothing. Sanhedrin 59a, murdering goyim is like killing a wild animal. And this is the most important one as far as I'm concerned. And this is Libri David 37. To communicate anything with a goy about our religious relations would be equal to the killing of all Jews. Not just the bad Jews, but all Jews. For if the goy knew what we teach about them, they would kill us openly. So, in my opinion, Julian, one of the most important things we have to do is shine a light on these psychopaths, so that they will go running and hide under the rocks from whence they came. Take it away.
Well, my dear lady, what I think is the solution here would be when you look at the realistic and untainted animal world, right? Survival of the fittest, right?
Mm-hmm.
The snake has to be exterminated by chopping off its head.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean is, somebody's coordinating all this, right, from the top.
Right.
And we don't know who are these individuals, right? The solution would be to find those guys, right, and take them out. That's how you stop this deterioration of our destiny, I would say. Somebody's giving orders, right? It's coming from the top.
Right. And let me just say, there's an individual, J.B. Campbell. He's been on my show many times. He will be back on my show on the microeffect.com on January 15th. I'm sorry, January 5th, the first Saturday in January. January 5th. Make sure you tune in. That show's on 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. J.B. Campbell has come up with the idea of started an organization, DAJA, Defense Against Jewish Aggression. And we know where most of this is coming from. The Federal Reserve and the IMF, by creating usury and enslaving countries and stealing everything they have. Of course, this is one of their very important ways that they're going about causing the destruction of the planet. As far as health goes, vaccinations are very much involved. As a matter of fact, the last sentence of the 10th protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion says that it is indispensable to trouble in all countries the people's relations with their governments so as to utterly exhaust humanity with dissension, hatred, struggle, envy, torture, starvation by the inoculation of diseases. That one sentence says everything that's going on right now. So they can pretend that this is a forgery all they want, but the facts speak for themselves. So that, yes, there are certain areas of our world, especially banksterism and medical genocide, that's a very important place to start. And the Federal Reserve, that's one of the main things that J.B. Campbell focuses on, that these people have to go.
Well, yeah,
yes.
But who are these people? I mean, this is like a story, fancy story. Like, we're talking about banksters, we're talking about this, we're talking about that, but we don't know who these people are. We don't know nobody here. We're just talking about
somebody,
fictitious.
Julian,
the snake has to be taken out.
So you start with the ones that are working for them directly,
right?
Like Bernanke, like Geithner, who's that woman with a hooked nose that runs the IMF? I forget her name.
These are just people that we see on the screens. These are not the people who are running this show, my dear.
Okay, so you start with the ones that are doing the work, and then maybe the ones
The work is going on. The work has been going on for thousands of years, like the predecessor caller mentioned, which was a very, very nice talk and good comments. But
yeah.
the people who are running this show are never exposed. We don't know who these guys are. We have pawns, we have puppets running the show like Obama and other guys, Bernanke or whoever, whatever the name is, doesn't matter. Those are just people we see. But the people who are running this whole show shenanigan are the people who we don't know.
Okay,
Those are the people, important people, to be stopped.
Okay, if the puppets are stopped, then other puppets may think twice before becoming successor puppets.
They will
millions
of puppets, you know.
Huh?
Yeah, they will find puppets all over the world. There are puppets all over the world. It's easy for them to find the puppets. The problem is the guys who are calling the shots, those are the real culprits of in all this shenanigan. Not the guys who are performing the duties and scenarios, the scripts were given to them, like Obama or other guys. I mean, like this guy here in Canada.
But
These are just the players, like these are actors. Who's putting up the movie? That's the director.
Those
are the guys we need to look after. The director.
What is your suggestion? How do we find these puppet masters?
Well, we know who they are. We know who they are, but we have to reach them.
Okay, wait a minute. You just said we don't know who they are. Who are they?
Well, you're asking me a very hard question here. Well, you have to do the research.
You're doing your
homework all the time, right?
Okay.
I would leave it up to you to find that out.
It goes into the spiritual realm. Okay? They're demons. We're talking demons.
Well, I don't know what they're demons. They're real people. I know that. They're flesh and bones.
Okay.
Yes.
But you don't want to give out any names? I mean...
Well, everybody has to do their homework, right?
Okay, tell us where to do our homework. Give us a little help.
Well, you have to research. You have to go back to the history books and, you know, real history and who's building up this new world order and who are the guys. I mean, it's in your bones, like the previous caller told you, right? It's in your bones. You have to go to your bones. You have to go to your guts and listen to your guts, your instincts, and you'll find them.
Well, see, I'm shocked that you're saying that, I totally agree with you, we have to cut off the head of the serpent, but you're telling people to do their homework. I mean, most people are working 2-3 jobs now just trying to survive. Can't you give us a little help
You're doing a good work here, I'm telling you this, but the solution is not just talk. There has to be some action, which is really hard to implement because people are, as you said, are really occupied by doing their jobs and, you know, making ends meet and all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there will be a day is coming that people will become more and more educated and illuminated, so they will find out who these guys are and they will go after them. So I'm not a prophet. I'm just giving you a suggestion, which is my gut feeling, listening to the shows, and particularly your show, which I like, that there will be a certain time which will come that these big guys will be probably pushed against the wall. And that's the solution of this whole problem.
Well, and of course, we know Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller are amongst them,
right?
But that's the problem. They have their protector shills that have sold their soul for cash and certainly must realize what these monsters are up to, but provide protection for them. But I agree with you. We have to cut off the head of the serpent. And this is a problem we've been dealing with for millennia, as Bill from Indiana said. So, you know, it's a hard thing. But as I say, it's not just the truth shall set you free. You have to act on the truth. And it involves protecting the human race.
Well, the human race must be protected by self-preservation, right?
Yes.
Which is elimination of the natural enemy,
right,
which the previous caller mentioned, which is in your bones. You know who your enemy is, but you have to find the guy or the guys and call them up.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And I know in Canada, to say the kind of things that you're saying puts people in jail, like Edward Topham, who has an excellent website, Radical Press. They're going after him. charging him with hate speech just for speaking the truth. Yeah, it's getting really ridiculous, but more and more people are realizing that we have to speak the truth. Let them call it whatever they want. Truth is truth, period. And the monsters are basically revealing themselves with everything they're doing. And it's great to get a call from somebody like you in Canada. And if you come up with any serpents you want to cut the heads off, you can contact me privately, and I'll talk about it on the air. Okay, thank you for your call, Julian. We'll be right back after these messages. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is ignoring or forgiving psychopaths destroying the world. And I've really enjoyed these calls that we've been getting. As far as Peter from Iowa, I would just like to say that here where I live in North Carolina, we have a number of poisonous snakes. If I saw a copperhead, I would not assume it was a good copperhead. I would basically assume it was a killer copperhead. And that's the whole point. A serpent is a serpent is a serpent. And, of course, one of the things that we did not hear about in the mainstream media was the U.S.-Israel Enhanced Security Cooperation Act of 2012, passed on May 9th without hardly any debate. The House passed it 411-2, where basically they're, you know, saying that Israel can do whatever it wants. You know, kill all the Palestinians you want, keep building on their land, just keep dropping those drones. You know, we saw Obama pretend to shed a tear over the alleged Connecticut school shootings. He's not shedding any tears over the children and innocent women and men being annihilated in the Palestinian territory as the Jews continue to do what the crimes against humanity that they're perpetrating, because our government is occupied by these monsters. And if that's not self-evident to you, then you haven't been paying attention. So that's a very important thing for people to realize. Okay, and I would encourage listeners, keep calling in. Love to talk to you. Okay, there was a very interesting article in the New York Post on December 11th, 2012, Hasidic molest monster guilty, and I thought this was hilarious. Nechemba Weberman, 54, was found guilty of forcing himself on a child for 3 years, starting when she was just 12. He was a Hasidic leader so powerful in Brooklyn, he never dreamed he'd be punished for sexually abusing a young girl, but he was convicted on December 10th after his brave young victim dared to testify against him. And I realized the reason he was prosecuted is because he started raping her when she was 12. The Talmud says you have to start these activities before they're 9. So that was his problem. And I figured that out for myself. Okay. Getting back to all this gun control crap that we're being told must be done to protect us, you know, from these lone gunmen, these lone wolves, who are, you know, mentally disturbed from vaccines and psychiatric drugs, and are, I'm sure, Manchurian candidates created by the CIA. That is, if these shootings are actually happening, because we can't believe anything the media tells us. On 12/22, that is yesterday, the CDC reported the following in regards to gun deaths in the U.S., that there are 31,347 firearm deaths, there are 11,493 homicides, and 18,735 suicides by gun, for a total of 61,575 deaths by gun in the U.S. in 2012. Now, if you put deadly medicine into your search engine, Vanity Fair, 2011, you can read an article in this mainstream media publication, Vanity Fair, where they reported that it's admitted that over 200,000 people are dying from prescription drugs that are prescribed properly every year in the United States. So that's 200,000 versus 61,000. Are we having any congressional hearings about prescription drugs killing people? And that goes to, that is not even to mention the fact that death by syringe is not even acknowledged. As a matter of fact, I've had UK investigative journalist Christina England on my show a number of times talking about how police officers are not even allowed to mention vaccines given shortly before a child's death in their report, not to mention the fact that medical examiners are not allowed to mention it, not to mention the fact that no pediatrician is ever going to admit that a vaccination killed a child, even though this has been well documented. So what are we talking about guns? Which is the most deadly weapon? Is it a gun or is it a syringe? I'm sure you know my answer to that question. Okay. I received an article from one of my listeners that I promised I would address on the show today. And this goes to show... Sorry, folks, the yawning has commenced. Don't know where that's coming from. This goes to show the extent to which the minions are trying to distract us from the truth in regards to what vaccines do. And one of my listeners had sent me an article entitled "Empirical Data Confirm Autism Symptoms Related to Aluminum and Acetaminophen Exposure." Get this. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is ignoring or forgiving the psychopaths destroying our world. It's a very big problem. It's not helping people. Let me get back to that article that I was mentioning before the break. Empirical data confirm autism symptoms related to aluminum and acetaminophen exposure by Stephanie Seneff, S-E-N-E-F-F. And let's see, this is on ddata.over-blog.com, and it was reported out of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Ding, 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 the same institution that brought us the paper entitled "Disruption of the Right Temporal Parietal Junction with Transcranial Magnetic Stimulation Reduces the Role of Beliefs and Moral Judgments." Translation: by giving magnetic stimulation, people can become psychopaths. So the MIT is obviously a CIA organization, and their goal is to do experimentation on people to cause unbelievable harm and also put out this info. But this was a very important article that I was sent by one of the listeners, because in this article they state that autism is a condition characterized by impaired cognitive and social skills associated with compromised immune function. That is true. Our results provide strong evidence supporting a link between autism and the aluminum in vaccines. That is false. Mention of autism in VAERS increased steadily at the end of the last century during a period when mercury was being phased out while aluminum adjuvant burden was being increased. And they identify several signs and symptoms that are significantly more prevalent in vaccine reports after 2000, including cellulitis, seizure, depression, fatigue, pain, and death. Death, death, death! They're talking about death from vaccine. Interesting, interesting. They also state that a strong correlation between autism and the MMR vaccine is also observed. But they state that this is due to an increased sensitivity to acetaminophen administered to control fever. Where are they getting that from? Acetaminophen? They're now hooking this into the whole mix? Pretty amazing. But let me just state. I wrote an article, basically giving the way that, vaccines create autism, and it is the measles vaccine creating subacute sclerosing pain encephalitis. UK investigative journalist Christina England has found documents from 3 decades ago proving that these minions were talking about measles and subacute sclerosing pain encephalitis way back then, and it was for their eyes only. Red flag, red flag. But, of course, now we have vaccines being made out of aborted fetuses, and some of the aborted fetuses' tissue that's used to grow the viruses is their nervous system. So if you get a piece of aborted fetus nervous system in your vaccine, you're going to develop an antibody against it, and that antibody's going to attack your nervous system, and that is vaccine-induced encephalitis. But I just want to let you know, and I actually wrote a newsletter on this on July 9th of this year. Once again, if you haven't signed up for the American Survival Newsletter, you can do so for free. Go to reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. Go to the links page. Go to the bottom. That's where you sign up. I am one of a few contributors. And let me just say there's not going to be any newsletter this week for the holidays. Not that I have any plans, but the other people that are contributing actually have a life, so they have other things that they're doing. But on July 9th, I wrote an article, What's Ailing America? Vaccine-Induced Allergy and Anaphylaxis. And just to let you know that the antibody which produces allergies is called IgE, as in Edward. This antibody combines with an allergen to form an antibody-allergen complex, which then activates cells called mast cells, which release a substance called histamine. The extent of the histamine release determines the symptoms one experiences, the most severe of which is anaphylactic shock and death. And a common cause of such reactions are peanut allergies. There have been many cases of children in school who have peanut allergies going into anaphylactic shock from just smelling the peanuts in a peanut butter sandwich that another child near them is eating. So imagine the stress of going through life fearing exposure to an allergen that can kill you on the spot. Now, very importantly, there is a book, NATO Life Sciences book, entitled Immunological Adjuvants and Vaccines, which I found out about a few years ago and I have in my library. And in this book, and once again, NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, okay, high-level minions, life sciences, this is what they wrote in the early 1980s. It is known that the aluminum, which is put into vaccines as an adjuvant to heighten antibody production, causes production of IgE, the antibody of anaphylactic shock. And they actually state in this book, and you can't make this stuff up. I love when I find them admitting things in their own words. The shocking admission, what I just said, states that aluminum was introduced in 1926 into vaccines before strict control by regulatory authorities was practiced. Whether it would be allowed by regulatory authorities today is far from certain. Translations. Were it known in 1926 how bad the aluminum in vaccines is to the immune system, it would never have been allowed. However, now that it is known how bad it is, nothing will be done to stop its use. On page 37 of this same NATO book, it states that studies demonstrate that aluminum causes stimulation of production of anaphylactic IgE antibody in the mouse, and that the effect of aluminum on the IgE response in humans does not appear to have been investigated. Oh, yes, it's being investigated, people, and your children are the guinea pigs. So basically, this was a very important article that one of the listeners sent me, because what I wanted to point out is that now they're, I when I do my book, and I know I keep saying that, I just can't get it done because I have so much information. It's an encyclopedia. I have to edit it. The disinformation is so massive, and all of it has to be addressed. But this is one of the latest, and this is out of MIT. No surprise there. You know, they pretty much already realized that the mercury-causing autism thing isn't working because, of course, mercury going down in vaccines. There's still vaccines that have it, like especially the flu shot. But the autism epidemic continues to go up, so can't blame it on the mercury anymore. Although I will state mercury and aluminum do cause Alzheimer's disease, and there are many things that I have that are proving that. But so now we have MIT saying, okay, let's blame it on the aluminum. Now, the aluminum is corrupting the immune system. It's causing allergy and anaphylaxis, which has nothing to do with autism. Autism is an autoimmune response. It's a whole different thing. I don't have time to explain it all. I've done it in my newsletters and will do so in my book. But the bottom line is, there are so many, you know, insane sellers of their soul, scientists, that are putting out this crap to try to get people to believe, oh, we'll take the mercury out, everything will be fine. No, that didn't work. We'll take the aluminum out, everything will be fine. No, that didn't work. They have to take the viruses out, okay? And taking the viruses out means stopping the vaccines altogether. And instead, eating organic food, drinking clean water, taking colloidal silver, which is what I would do if I was you, because, of course, I don't practice medicine nor give medical advice after the medical mafia came after me. But colloidal silver kills every single bug it's ever been tested against. And you can find out about the generator I use by going to reversingvaccineinducediseases.com and clicking on the link section. The silver lungs generator you can purchase and make silver for yourself for pennies a day. Not only drink it, put it in your eyes, put it in your ears, put it on your wounds, put it on your burns, clean your vegetables with it. The list is endless. Okay? It does not get rid of the viruses that have been injected into you and have gotten directly into your cells, but it is a very good first line approach to use to protect yourself from, for example, the oral weaponized rabies virus that's being sprayed on you in chemtrails. But the point is that it's amazing that people send me articles like this. And I appreciate it. I know that they're thinking that, oh, they're giving me the missing link, Dr. Carly. It's all about the aluminum. No, no, no. If you've been reading my newsletters and listening to my shows, you would know it's another big lie. They're lying to you about everything. And no vaccine group, especially an autism group, will ever talk about my information because I'm the only one that tells it like it is. Vaccines are bioweapons, period. Jenny McCarthy, Andrew Wakefield, and many others tell you, oh, we just need to decrease the schedule. And my answer to that is, yes, it's better to shoot your child in the head with a revolver instead of an Uzi. But that doesn't change the fact that the vaccines are bioweapons. And that is what you have to realize, is that the people, so many of you are supporting, and especially Jenny McCarthy's group, Generation Rescue, she's making millions of dollars. People are sending her millions of dollars. Yeah, she's a cute little Playboy bunny. She's selling you out, okay? She knows about my work, and especially she knows I have a protocol to reverse these problems. She doesn't tell people because her Hollywood pimps, you know, the Jews that control Hollywood, have obviously let her know that you are not allowed to tell the truth about what's really going on with the vaccines and autism, or you will not have a reality show, be able to publish your books, go on all the talk shows, etc., etc. That's what it is, people. I will never sell my soul for cash. I may die a pauper. I may be assassinated, whatever the case may be. I am a mutant. I have a conscience so strong that I cannot even tolerate these people, and I will expose them. I don't care if they like me. I do not care. We have to go against the head of the serpent, as our caller Julian said. And actually, it just struck me that the head of the serpent is the serpent, and that would be Satan. Okay, so I don't know of anybody that has a plan on how to kill Satan, but, you know, whatever we can do, each one of us individually, based on our own intuition, our spirit, our gut, whatever you want to call it, we have to do what we have to do, and especially to tell others that they are being murdered, outright murdered, with vaccines, especially with morphine. The list is endless. I know you don't want to hear this. I don't want to know this. I wish I didn't know this. Not sorry that I, you know, took the red pill. I would not go back in any way, shape, or form to ignorance, because I'm glad I know why, you know, things are as they are, because once you know why, then you can do something against it and actually stop it. And in fact, there are already solutions available for all the things these monsters are doing. But forgiving them and ignoring them and especially loving them, it's not working, people. You cannot love a scorpion. It's gonna sting you anyways. You are an idiot if you think that. And you are actually using your lack of ability to grow a backbone as an excuse to forgive them, love them, ignore them, whatever the case may be. Whatever your church is, I don't care what denomination, they're all teaching the same crap. Turn the other cheek, you know, whatever. It's all the same crap because they've all been taken over and they're all actually helping the serpent. And that's why I am doing what I'm doing, to try to teach you what I've learned. Now, I have been fooled on some things in the past. It took me a long time to figure out the Jew connection. It took me years to figure that out, because I know some Jewish people who seem to be good people. So if I would hear an anti-Jew, you know, thing said, I would immediately say, well, I know some Jewish people. The Jewish people that I know, I don't even think they're Jews. I think they believe they're Jews, but based on their actions, they are not Jews. And they don't speak openly against the Jews because they haven't done their homework either. And in fact, the high-level Jew Luciferian monsters have no problem with killing off their own. You know, that's what they do, or that's what they did actually just recently. You know, kill off a few Jews in Israel, blame it on the Palestinians, then that gives you an excuse to send over a number of bombs and just create mass carnage against them, you know, when all they probably have are a bunch of rocks. I mean, these people don't even have food to eat. Are we to believe that they've got all kinds of high-level weaponry? I don't think so. But that's what's going on. Problem, reaction, solution. Create the problem, cause a reaction, which in this case was bombing of those Palestinians. And then, of course, you know, get America to say, yeah, yeah, we're totally behind you. Slaughter, killing, maiming of innocents. Yeah, now I can see why the whole world hates us. Because we as a people don't stand up against those traitors in the District of Criminals and say, you have sold us out, you are the terrorists, and you gotta go. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back after these messages. And we're back with What's Ailing America. This is our last segment. If any of you would like to chime in, please do so shortly. The last article I would like to cover, just to give you an idea of how the mainstream media is lying to us, is an article from the Washington Post from December 18th, 2012 by Melinda Hennenberger, another burger. Confusing Asperger's with mental illness and mental illness with evil. Now, what Melinda Berger person states is that Asperger isn't a mental illness at all, but a developmental disorder. Well, apparently Melinda has not checked with her comrades in psychiatry, because autism has always been in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual as a mental illness. So this is an outright lie. Okay, now I'm not saying it is a mental illness, because it isn't, but she's not mentioning the fact that, well, it's in the DSM, but, you know, actually it's not a mental illness. You know, they're basically having a problem now because there's so much disinformation that they put out there, and it's obvious that autism isn't a mental illness. It is a vaccine-induced disease, and Asperger is the lower level of autism. Of course, they're now deciding to remove Asperger's from the autism ranks because, you see, they're having a problem. So many people are getting autism. And what they've done is break it up into different pieces: Asperger's, pervasive developmental disorder, autism. They now have a new type of autism for girls called Rett syndrome. So they try to dilute the actual incidence of the problem by giving it different names. And as I say, if you found an autistic child that liked to stand on one foot, they would develop another name for that syndrome, because that's how they dilute the problem. Because autism is obviously one of the biggest epidemics in the world today. And when you add criminal behavior, ADD, learning disabilities, seizures, all of these other vaccine-induced diseases into that group, you realize that probably about 1 in 5 children is affected by vaccines on the neurological level. Now, let's not forget all the rest of it. You know, all of internal medicine, renal failure, insulin-dependent diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, cancer. The list is endless, not just in people, but in pets as well. If you haven't read the article, Science of Vaccine Damage, on the pet page of reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, I totally suggest that you check that out, because that article out of the UK has 19 scientific references from non-pharma-funded veterinarians. I found this article about 5 years ago as well, and it proves that all vaccine-induced diseases are basically under the heading of internal medicine. Okay, there's lots more I would like to mention, but we're running out of time so fast. We'll be back next week. Wake up, people. I won't say to have a happy holiday, because that's impossible. Keep surviving. Keep telling the truth. And protect your children. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.